Hello, everyone. This is Sugar.
This is spice
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, season 14, episode 14. Let's get right into it. This is like the instead of New York Fashion Week, it's like the Housewives Fashion Week this episode. Before we get into the fashion show, Erica's house. Okay, we finally see the finished product of her renovation, although I can't really say it's a renovation. Really, all he did was buy furniture and put up wallpaper.
Yeah, or paint.
Now, I am just jealous because I have to do my decorating myself, but can you imagine being at the level that you have so much money, you can just have someone not even help you figure out a renovation. Like, that's one thing that, like, okay, understandable for me to hire, external help for that. But you hired someone just to furnish your home?
Yeah, they got people for that.
Yeah. Yes, I've heard stories.
That's awesome. Really? To be honest, I actually think he did do a great job with it. And
You
he,
did? Interesting. Okay.
you know what?
Go
When I was
ahead.
thinking, like,
Talk.
what can
Talk to
I
me.
do for Erica? Do you remember that was our golden question a few weeks ago? How would you? And I was thinking, like, oh, I'm gonna make it really tacky for her. So he did do it kind of tacky, but like Miami tacky with those like palm tree
Yeah, I
wall.
didn't like that. I
I
didn't
thought
like the
it
palm
suits
trees.
her.
Too
It was
much. It's too
like a
much.
But she's kind of too much.
Yeah, she is. I like the black and white.
I
And I
thought,
didn't. Huh?
you know what?
And I
I didn't
didn't.
like that either.
No, I liked that. I didn't mind that.
You know what it is, and spoiler alert, but me and Not So Nice had a little talk about the design aesthetics. And I think kind of what we both came down to and both kind of agreed with in a previous conversation was that he probably did a great job for her because that's what she wanted. And it's very individual, right? Like, taste is very
Yeah,
individual.
exactly.
So for me, there was pieces of some things that I thought, okay, well, that's cool, and other things that I didn't like. So
Yeah.
the thing is I guess it all depends on who you are, and she seemed very happy about it. So you know what? Good on her. Good on her.
I know that's what I was thinking, because
Yeah.
when we did that golden question, was like, what's her style? Like, how do you decorate for her? But I thought the like tacky like wallpaper and stuff like that, it was very like Miami vibes. It was good for her. But what I did think was hilarious, the mom's commentary on the wallpaper
Yeah,
installation.
the lines, the seams, the lines.
But to be honest,
I
that
would
would be
be too.
choked.
I would be fucking choked. Because I'm a per like for some things you might not know not think this about me, but for some things when I'm looking at particular things, particular details in different situations or wherever surroundings, I look at that fine, like I look at that, those lines. Are they aligned? Are they not? Like, I don't know why, but my eye goes to that.
Well, fair
Well,
enough. I always look
because
at wallpaper. If you can see the seam, oof, no, not good. But at the same
Having
time,
said that, just sorry, I'm gonna go back to that for 1 second. I'm gonna ask Spice a question and let's see if she can remember and answer this. Growing up, when we were in our teenage years, you remember coming to our home, right? Many a times, right? And a lot of people. Do you remember we had one wall that had wallpaper on it? Do you remember
Was
what
it
it was?
velvety?
No.
No, I don't remember. What was it? I don't know
It
why I don't
was
remember.
like palm trees, really dark with a sunset behind it.
Oh, you had that. You had the mural. That's right. I do remember.
Yeah.
I do. It
Yeah.
was. It wasn't wallpaper. It was the mural. Yeah.
No, it was wallpaper that we
Was
that
that
was
wallpaper? It
wallpapered
looked
on.
like a
Yeah, it was.
mural, though. It was like one
No, it was
giant
wallpaper.
picture.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly. The
I know
seams
that.
were
Yeah, we're talking about
perfect.
the same thing. What?
Seams were perfect.
No, you're right. I do remember that now. Yeah. I was thinking more wallpaper, but like that was like a, it was like a scene because that was quite popular back then too. People had them like a
It was like
Hawaiian
an
beach
island suite
or
scene, you
whatever.
know, like where you could see the,
I remember
And look at
that
that. It was installed so perfectly. She made the
now.
wallpaper.
I didn't do it. No, I didn't do it. My dad did. My dad had an eye for detail.
The other thing, so kind of a continuation of the last episode. So that picture of Maurizio comes out kissing that girl in, where is Greece? One of the islands there, Mykonos, or I can't quite remember, but I thought Kathy
With her bum bum hanging out.
completely
But it wasn't
disappeared.
hanging out, was it? She had that thing over it, the
She had a
bathing suit
thong.
cover.
She I know, but it was she had a
Yes. Oh,
thong.
fuck, man. People have thongs on the streets every fucking day when the weather's right, all around most cities. Like, you know what I mean?
What are you
No?
talking about? What
Oh,
cities
so
you go to?
progressive. Where, like, no,
Where do you
like
live?
if you're, because that's an island, like a Greek, like an
I know,
island, a
but you
vacation
got a
place.
see-through dress on with your ass hanging out. Like no one does that. Who does that?
No, it's
No,
pretty common
well,
now.
not normal
You
people.
think so?
Not normal
I've
people,
been
but I think
topless
that's.
beaches and stuff like on the beach, and they do that kind of shit. But when they're like sitting in a restaurant, they're not doing that. But whatever, I don't know.
No,
You
for
know
a
what?
restaurant, no, but on the islands, yeah.
The whole thing that is very suspicious about it is like, who was saying that they were at that airport when Jennifer
Sutton,
Aniston was there?
Jennifer
No
Aniston was
paparazzi.
there, and no paparazzi, and they would be there for Jennifer Aniston, right?
So kind of the sneaking suspicion that, was
Was
kind of
it her or Sutton
reading
sorry, or
between the
Hilton, one of the
lines.
two?
Well, you know what? I think they both made comments on, we've been to that airport. It's not nothing like,
You have to plan it. But who would plan something so stupid?
well,
She did.
that's
That's
what they
the
were implying.
whole,
That's the
him?
whole
Why would he
her.
wanna
The
her?
girl. The girl. Because are you following? The girl would be like, she's dating a guy who's on a reality show. He's going through a divorce right now. If you want to get fame and you're seeing this guy who is in the public eye, could invite you could leak to a reporter or a paparazzi or something like that. Hey, you know what? I'm seeing this guy. That was kind of, they were implying that it could be
Yeah, maybe her,
probably
but
not
he, why
him.
would he? I don't think he would do
No,
that, right?
that's not the implication that he is doing it, because there's no benefit for him doing that. That's not a good look for him.
I
Whereas
don't think she's gonna
girl,
benefit now.
are you kidding? How would
No, I
she
mean, like, you,
benefit?
why would he stay with her if she's gonna do that?
She doesn't need to stay with him, but it gets her 15 minutes of fame.
It does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it.
But that's the implication. Obviously, it's not proven, but when you read, that was kind of why they kept saying that this airport is not, anything special. If Jennifer Aniston was there, no paparazzis, why would someone go for him? Plus, he's no Brad Pitt, is what they said.
Yeah, exactly. And he's not like, don't, he's a good looking guy and he's on this reality show, but he's not a movie star. He's not, you know, I don't know.
No, if you think about all these different, he travels around all the world going to open up different branches for the agency. People are following him around trying to take pictures of him and stuff. He's not Brad Pitt.
Yeah, definitely not.
But I thought it was really funny how Kathy kind of tried to approach it in the car. She was like, "So, how are you doing?"
I love Kathy.
And then Kyle's like, "The picture." She's like, "What picture?" Like, what the hell do you think? Like, I just didn't want to ask you. I wanted you to bring it up.
Didn't know how to
Like,
approach
I
it.
didn't know how to actually say that. Okay, so
But I like her. She's so funny.
another thing that happened that I, took note of is, so Maurizio, he used to have on his Instagram bio, husband and father. He didn't just take down husband. He took down father,
Why would he take down
took down
father?
both, and just left CEO of the agency. Isn't that like, I thought that was like, come on.
Cold. Cold
Cold?
and
Yeah,
yeah.
cold.
Oh. But good for Kyle, taking down wife.
Yeah.
The only thing I could see him doing that was maybe for his profile and for his bio, he wanted to keep it more business. That's like, I'm trying to give him the
Yeah.
benefit of the doubt.
Benefit of
Like,
the
you
doubt.
know what I
Yeah,
mean?
that's what I was gonna th say too, thinking, yeah, maybe he did it so this way it's not that he's taking one and offending her. You know, it's both and it's for work, right? I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, I'd have to stalk his Instagram before I could make a an opinion on that, but I just hearing that, I thought, oh, cold, not good.
It did
Yeah,
sound
but
cold,
that for
does sound
sure.
cold. Yeah, for sure. And that's good that she, you know, she's taking her his off, like her status off too, right?
Another unusual thing that happened, Garcelle and Dorit sit down for lunch.
Dorit's fixated on getting a fucking purse from Sutton, I'm telling you.
Well,
Right? Oh
Garcelle
yeah,
was
that'll
the
make
one
it
who
better.
asked her.
Yes, she did. But did you see how she was fucking holding on to that purse in her place that time with Sutton, where she didn't want to get it? She's like, yeah, this is mine. You owe me or whatever, right? She really wants the purse from her.
Uncomfortable,
How
but
much are those purses? How
oh,
much are
10
those?
grand easily
10?
for Kelly,
Yeah, I don't know.
probably higher, yeah.
Yeah, higher.
Certain, like a base model, maybe around 10 or 12,
They
but
have base models. I have to see what they look
like
like.
a plain,
Well, I mean,
like
I see theirs, yeah.
not like
Yeah.
what was her name?
Beautiful.
The Asian one that was on the show before, Crystal. Was it Crystal? Her
Crystal?
name was, yeah, I really liked her. She
Yeah,
had
me
one that
too.
was over 100 grand. So
Jesus Christ.
yeah,
that was a
So,
cute one,
I'm
and it looked
sorry.
like
Like,
a
that
little
just seems like,
house. Yeah, like shops and
what? Like,
windows and.
yeah. But,
I know, to each his own.
man.
They got money, they can do it, and they
Yeah,
like it.
fair enough. Yeah.
Listen, not so nice. If I had that kind of money, for sure, I'd have a nice purse collection. Oh, this one
But
is this. This
$100,000 if you
one
put
is
it into just, I don't know.
that. You know what? You're thinking like a poor person.
It's probably because I
You know,
am.
like that's how we, like that's how normal people think, right? Like that's how normal,
Yeah.
but yeah, they don't think like that. So yeah.
If you have $100,000 that you're like, oh my goodness, this is just burning a hole in my pocket. I better go shopping. At like, could you imagine? Like, you're not gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna have to put this into a nice GIC. No, you're looking at it and you're going shopping at
Okay.
But yeah, it was interesting when you say Garcelle and Dorit, because although they were being really friendly with each other, you could see
Yeah.
they totally don't trust each other.
Yeah.
Like they're at that, they're like,
Yeah.
at the
Yeah.
line, you know, like very like,
Yeah.
you know, good for them for sitting down.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Yeah.
as far as them being like friends, it's
No.
if it happens, I really don't
It'll
think it
be
will.
a long time.
I
Yeah.
don't see it happening. I think they're just
Yeah.
trying to be friendly with each other, but and they were quite awkward with each other, I found. Like Garcelle comes in, like Dorit didn't even stand up to at least, you know, that she's arriving. Sure, she's not feeling well, but you still kind of stand up and do the like, okay, elbow touch, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But even they said, they're like, so where do we go from here? Like, I don't know. I think it's a little bit forced. But I thought that that comment that Garcelle made, like, so what if Sutton gives you a Kelly? Will you be friends with
Yeah.
him then? I thought that was just a silly like comment to kind of bait Dorit into being like, oh yeah, like, or just like kind of lighthearted. I didn't in the moment take it as anything like,
I didn't either.
whoa.
They were just joking around. I mean, really, that's how they joke too. It's fine. I
I
didn't have,
think
I
she
mean,
wants the purse.
you
I do.
you know what? I think if she had a chance to get one, don't get me wrong, she wouldn't pass it over. She'd take it 100%. But as far as the comments go, it wasn't intentional. I don't think. That's just my opinion.
Me too. I thought it was just lighthearted.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Not so nice, isn't convinced.
Not 100%. I remember her clasping onto
Oh, she
that
totally
purse.
did. Yeah, she
Like
totally did. It was way
she was not,
overboard.
she was like, yeah, you owe me this. It's
Yeah.
like, fuck you. But anyways, next.
Okay,
Next.
before we talk about the fashion show, was there anything else that you guys wanted to talk about from other pieces of the episode?
Well, no, just Sutton's assistant. He's funny.
Avi, yeah, we like him, I think. I think we,
Yeah,
yeah.
he's funny.
He's
He
a
doesn't
great
get
design
paid enough.
character.
He doesn't,
No, he's not
yeah.
getting paid enough,
I
not nearly
know.
enough.
No.
Okay, the fashion show. Okay, I'm just gonna put it out there. What did we think of the outfits?
You mean the outfits for the fashion show themselves or the people that were attending the fashion shows?
Both, whatever stood out to you.
Okay, well, the fashion show, I didn't even see anything that it didn't even, it just looked like, I don't know, normal clothes. And then Jennifer Tilly was jumping around. Like I didn't see anything that I would, like
She's funny.
she was branding it like sustainable fashion, I think it was. So I was expecting, I don't know what I was expecting to be
Yeah.
honest, but it just looked like people walking around in clothes. That's it. Like it didn't, nothing stuck out at me. And that's why when Dorit, when I guess it was the producer that asked her in the confessional about, you know, would she wear those clothes or whatever, she's like, you know, like, and I get it because I'm like, yeah, no, I wouldn't either. Don't worry, Dorit.
You know what I thought was really funny? There was a male model that walked down the runway who was literally dressed like a dad on a fishing trip. It was just a terrible outfit. Now, I don't mean to sound like an asshole when I say this, but I do think it's quite interesting that Sutton has her own line of clothes just because. You know, imagining her designing her own clothes, her sense of fashion, I wouldn't necessarily say she's, you know, a fashion icon. I love sometimes the outfits that she wears because it's just, you know, she's a character. She's just being herself. Now, if Sutton were to dress me one day, I'm not so sure I would like what I was put in. That's why
No.
it's kind of, I think
Yeah.
it's funny that she owns her own fashion line and she's designing things, not to
And
sound.
her dress was horrible. It looked horrible on her. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She tried, I get it, but
It
her
wasn't for
body
her.
shape is that of a child. Like she's got a child kind of body. Child, and it's not like I'm not trying to put her down. I'm just saying that I've got a different shaped body too. So like there's
Same.
certain
Yeah.
things that you look good in, there's certain things that you don't. And in that one, I don't know what the hell she was thinking because it
Yeah.
looked awful. It looked
Yeah.
like why she would choose that backless kind of all the way open or almost to the front. I didn't like it at all.
And who in her circle of
Let
help
her. Who let her? Not
allowed her
that she wore
and
it.
was
Who
not
let
straight
her?
fucking up with her to say, no fucking way should you think about wearing that?
I think that
Like,
was Abby's job, and he's scared. He's gonna lose his job. So he's like, "Oh yeah, love it, love it, love
Abby,
it."
yeah. You know what? Maybe he is getting paid a lot. He's like, "Oh, okay,
He
wear
doesn't want to say the wrong thing. But I
it."
mean, like with shit like that, you just can't, especially when they're, you know, on a show. That's, you know what
Exactly.
I mean?
I would hope that
So
you guys would be honest with me and say, you know what?
100%, 100%.
It'll suit
Listen,
you.
I was in a store with a friend a long time ago, and I was late. I was supposed to meet her there and whatever, right? So I got there a little bit late, and she tried on these dresses, and the girl who worked there, and I knew the girl who worked there too. She was very nice, but you know, a sale's a sale, right? But she said, oh yeah, for sure you should get. I looked at her, I said, get that fucking thing off right now. I said, that looks like shit on you. And she like looked at like the salesperson who I knew as well, was shocked that I was so rude in saying that to her. I looked at her, I said, no. She can take it. Like it's straight up. Like she can't go out like, you know, like you don't want to like I can't. If you're a good friend, I'm going to tell you. Right? You have to be, and then same vice versa, right?
Well, especially if you're going to be on TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, no, wasn't a good choice for her.
And when in doubt, ask more than one. Don't stay with the one if you're still in doubt.
The interesting thing about the fashion show, like remember when Kathy kind of walked out and walked to the back and then had her little moment there and, messed up the runway. Is she on something? Like, I don't know. Like, she.
You know what she must have been on? Painkillers, because she
Something.
hurt her foot. She must have taken a few too many Advil, because why in her right mind, she's sitting there, she's like, wouldn't it be funny if Dorit emceed the show? Kyle looks at her like, are you crazy? Why would you, before even asking Dorit, gets up, walks behind stage, like when it's obviously about to start, walks behind. Oh, would you oh, hello dear, would you like Dorit to come in and, she could narrate the show? Like, what? What are you thinking? And then not just that, she comes out, yells at Kyle, no, but she said thank you for the offer, and then starts shaking hands with someone in the front row.
Brando's, yeah, in the front seat there.
That was kind of painful to watch.
Yeah.
Poor Kathy.
And
Yeah. then she just laughed about it. She sat in the chair and she's like, ah,
I
Yeah, so that's what I thought. She must be on something. Just my opinion. I'll throw that out there. It's just my opinion. I'm not saying anything or alluding to anything. It just was weird behavior, that's all.
think she's just sometimes like really oblivious to stuff. I don't know. Like, it's okay, nobody will notice.
Of all people, Kathy Hilton gets up.
My
Oh,
slippers
no
on
one
the plane. No one will notice.
will notice. No one will notice. It's like it's about to start. The lights are on, the music is on. But to give Kathy the benefit of the doubt, it really didn't seem like it was starting properly. Like it wasn't like planned out normally. I wouldn't have known it was about to start.
Yeah, same. Except for like, because Avi, even at rehearsal, he's like, they don't even know what they're doing, if they're ready or not, right? Same kind of thing, right?
Abby was ready. He's like, lights, camera, action, and nothing. It was a little.
Wah,
He's so funny. Like,
wah. Yeah.
he's a great, great
Yeah.
addition. Jennifer Tilly walking around. Don't you think she was weird the way she like came? Speaking of people acting weird, she was kind of like cha-cha-ing down the runway. And when she got to the end, she did a little wink, but it was like.
It was, yeah, it was a weird wink.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe she, I don't know, it was like, I don't know, circusy. That's what she
Yeah.
reminded me of, circus.
But I look at her and like she's just like circusy way. Like she's just a circusy kind of personality. She's always doing stuff like that, I feel.
Yeah,
It's kind of
she's
it's cute,
extravagant.
it's funny, but sometimes, it's yeah, too much.
I thought she was funny when she was like, I don't think she understands that I'm a celebrity. I don't need to be here in the rehearsal. You just put me in at the end and boom, automatic. You got a celebrity in here. But I'm surprised they didn't finish the show with Jennifer Tilly because she is a celebrity.
Yeah, good
They
point.
stuck her in the
Yeah.
middle. Normally they'll
Yeah.
put like someone very special at the beginning or the end, opening and closing of the fashion, the most important
Yeah.
pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it really
They
didn't
should be fired too. So they should be fired too.
really didn't seem like it was planned very well, I have to say. Like, no offense to Sutton,
I
like
agree. I agree.
anything else from this episode, you guys?
Going back, I thought Sutton's kid was very sweet. And her mom, the
Right.
conversation with her mom, too.
Right. That was, you're right.
I forgot about that earlier.
Yeah, we glossed over that, but you're right. And that was important to her about what her mom thought, and she tried.
And her mom really, her words were comforting, and they seemed sincere, and I'm glad she said it, right?
Well, even the mom spent 13 hours trying to get over there. I mean, that alone just shows how much it meant to her.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I've got one last thing, which is our golden question. So this is a two-parter.
Oh
I want to hear if you liked or didn't like the venue of the fashion show. And if you liked it, you don't have to do part two. If you didn't like it, where would you want to host a fashion show? I'll go first. I really didn't like the venue because I just thought it was so awkward, like being around that little pool and the stage for the models to walk around. Like, I just felt like Sutton was like, oh, where's the easiest space I could rent out? And like, okay, there we'll go. We'll go there. But any fashion show I've been to, it's always been very cool. And, but just the whole venue, like, it just didn't seem it was set up properly. Like, I don't know if they had proper lights, they had proper music, they just had like a little curtain blowing in the wind and stuff like that. Like, I wasn't really a big fan of the fashion show, obviously. Where I would host it. Okay, so I've been to a fashion show here in Canada in Vancouver, in a venue that was really cool. And if you want to do like sustainability, this is kind of like a more edgy and stuff like that, like high fashion. Just the venue was really cool. There was one where I went to a textiles factory, and they held the fashion show in the actual textiles factory, and they had all these like hanging down like on the sides. So like they opened it up, it was a big long stage, and then on the sides, like as decoration, they had all these like carpets and this and all these different fabrics like hanging down. So if you're gonna do like a sustainability, do it in a place that's like, oh, this is a, I mean, obviously it textiles, it's okay, we're for sustainability. I don't know, I feel like there could have been a theme to go with sustainability. Like,
It didn't, there was no theme. It didn't even look like the clothes were sustainable. I don't even know how they were. I don't get it.
Yeah, me
My
too.
understanding, they were sustainable because they are made from recycled, like polyester and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, thanks for
But
telling me, but I don't know.
in
I didn't see
all
it.
honesty, if you actually made, so like it's taking things out of the landfill, but cotton is an organic fiber that decomposes. So you could also do look at sustainability that way. Like, oh,
And linens.
I'm wearing clothes out of natural fibers. This is sustainable.
Linen too, isn't it? Yes. Am I wrong?
Silk is linen. I assume so. I'm not 100% sure. I can ask Mr. Google while you guys do.
But about recycling, like, I mean, like some things that like depends, I guess, what they do. But I do have a coat that I found out after I bought and had no part in me purchasing it a few years ago, I think 3, 4 years ago. And then I found out that it was made from, it was actually a re very interesting story
Was made
because
from
it,
tin cans.
no, it was very interesting because it was started by an Italian.
Of course. Of course it was.
And he was designing stuff for military for the water so that they for the because during the wartime. So he was made coats, blah blah blah, but then he did it for the war people. And then fast forward, it wasn't really whatever, but the grandchild or great grandchild took over the company and tried to make it again, continue what his grandfather had created, which was something that was sustainability and recyclable. So, anyways, long story short, my jacket, apparently, from what I remember, is made of garbage bags. And so
Okay,
it can get
cool.
soaked. It can get soaked. Like I can get, it can get all wet, but within an hour, it's dry with like
Okay, that's
not
cool.
an any heater. And it's yeah, save the duck. I just looked up who, what the hell is save the duck? And then I saw the whole background. And interestingly enough, again, led me back to Italy. I didn't mean to say it
And
like
just
that,
going back to
but
your
you know what I
first
mean? Like as if ill Italy, right? But
going
what?
back to your first point, I did get confirmation from Google. So Google AI told me, yes, linen can be organic, meaning made from flax plants, grown without synthetic pesticides or chemical fertilizers. So you can have organic linen. So yeah. But where would you, did you like the fashion show venue? And if you didn't, where would you want it?
I mean, you know, there's so many ways you can decorate and dress up certain locations. But yeah, the pool is nice, but it was too tight. It was too tight. You needed a like a much bigger path area, I think. But I don't know. Where would I do it? I don't know. I'm not good with the cold with the golden questions, you know.
Spin
You
those
know.
wheels. Spin them.
Hmm?
Spin those wheels in your brain.
Spin those wheels on my brain. Okay, how about you want to really go somewhere, do something different? Somewhere that they would have to create a certain walk or whatever, but I'm sure there is around the Bellagio in Las Vegas, you know, where the water fountains
Oh.
are. If they could work some kind of magic, which I'm sure they can, something like that for a big thing. But for again, we go back to the product. That's not really
That's not really
my
sustainable.
opinion.
Yeah.
My opinion. Yeah, that's not the place for that kind of
No,
fashion show. I'm
but
talking a
as
real
far as the
fashion
venue
show.
goes, it would be spectacular. I
Yeah,
agree.
that would be
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
How about you, Spice?
You know what? I was in, I didn't like the venue. I didn't like it. I just it like the pool was, I don't know what the reason was for the pool. Like, I mean, the pool is fine. There's nothing wrong with the pool. But it kind of took away from that. I was at a concert once in Europe, and it was so neat because it was a singer, and the song was called "Forget About Fashion." That was the name. That's the title. That was the song that he was singing. It was called "Or Don't Put Too Much Into Fashion." And the thing is what happened was he starts singing the song. And I don't even know how they did it, but what they did was the stage, in front of, the people and where everybody was singing, they just started putting things, they started putting pieces together, and they made like a catwalk, like all the way down at the at, like towards the like from the middle of the stage, and they made this long catwalk that went, I don't know, like three quarters of the way into where the people were. I don't even know how they put it together, but when that song started playing, all of a sudden, these models started coming out one after another, after another, after another, and it was like the most spectacular thing. Like it was like right in the middle of a like a stadium, right? Like that's what it is. It's a stadium, and then they had this gigantic catwalk right in the middle, and they started spinning around, and like so the band is playing, the guy's singing, and these models are walking. I thought it was like the most spectacular thing. So that's what I do too. I do that.
That sounds cool. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Already, we each took about 30 seconds to figure out where we would host ours. I swear to God, I think Sutton, it was like a last minute thing, like, oh, whatever, let's just throw some chairs near the pool. No offense, but it wasn't,
Yeah.
it just seemed like it was like, okay, we got our show.
Yeah.
To me, maybe it was better in person. I don't know. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for listening to Our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.